This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live. My clock management all day until this segment has been clinical.
Every Friday.
And then here we go. It's 2:41. All right, let's go. What do you got?
Well, maybe Kim Mulkey wasn't rushing to the aid of her player, because she knew perhaps the Surgeon General was around. He'd take care of everything.
Yes.
Licensed physician. Let's talk about the Surgeon General.
Okay.
We mentioned this on Tuesday. We talked about it off air.
New rule.
The Surgeon General of the United States either needs to be a surgeon.
Yeah.
Actively practicing.
Yes, active.
Or we got to change the name.
I think you're 100% right.
It's completely false advertising. You've got Vivek Murthy right now. He's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere I can see in his bio does it say anything.
Never has performed surgery.
Doesn't tell me anything about being a surgeon. Tells me about being a physician, being a doc, doing all that stuff.
Are you dismissing regular physicians?
I'm saying we need to stop the lies. Okay.
This is where we draw the line.
If he or anyone else wants that title of Surgeon General, you got to perform a surgery twice a month. I mean, it can be heart surgery.
Yeah.
You can do a knee, appendectomy. You can lance a boil. I don't care.
Boob job.
That's absolutely fine, too. That might be
Tommy
preferred.
Tuck.
It's got to be televised.
Give me a better chin.
Or at the very least, we got to have a pool reporter in the OR filing a story on it. Get that scalpel out. Earn the title, Surgeon General.
Am I wrong?
You're so right. Did you study the history of the name?
I looked into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were they at one point all surgeons, and then we've given up on the fact?
No, it was – I think it was a naval thing, and it was something to do with, like, there was a new – basically, it was supposed to be the chief doctor. The chief doctor, and I can't remember what the title was before it then changed to Surgeon General.
Well, how about this? Can I add? Because I really like it so far.
Of course you do.
Do they have to be generals too? I mean, do we automatically if we get Vivek
Murthy
on, instead of calling him Doc? I don't like people call their doc. Not a doc.
Would you take that if you were a doc?
No,
would you man a little more respect?
I would say either just call me my first name or call me Doctor Doc. You know, it's not Bugs Bunny here. Come on. This is, the doc. I saw, what's up, Doc? No, Doc. Doctor.
You hear Doc, you think Bugs Bunny. I think Doc Brown, Back to the Future.
And again, watch the documentary. Speaking of docs, let's keep going, because it's unbelievable, the Michael J. And the fact that you haven't jumped, the fact that you just told me you've watched a couple episodes of The Diplomat and you're not all in at this point, get out of here. But, I mean, how do we know they're all generals? I mean, maybe I got to be honest. You're just a surgeon corporal. Like, so if I had
surgeon lieutenant?
Yeah.
I never thought about it as general, the title. I just thought surgeon, he does general surgery.
So I don't think it's just
he can do a heart. He can do a little brain surgery. It's fine.
What's his special? General.
General.
General? You got to earn your way up to general. Like, if you get that, first of all, you know what? He's just the nation's doctor.
Maybe that's what we need to do. For surgeons around the country, you start as surgeon private, then you're surgeon private first class.
Yes. And by the way, who wants to get their first surgery from the surgeon private?
No, surgeon lieutenant at very least, even surgeon sergeant. Not feeling great about that.
Here's the way I want to perform my surgery. surgeon, four-star general.
Yes.
Okay, although that person might be old, and noted ageist Jason Russia would say that person cannot perform on me because he has to be, you know, 48. Meanwhile, Jason's going to turn 50 next year. Most people think of people 50 and older as old. So, yeah, I'm with you. Very good.
Thank you.
About time, you're right. It's been about a month.
I've been nailing it. Let's go with this one. I've heard a lot in the last, probably all since the start of the season, kids' choirs performing the national anthem at Twins games.
You going to rip kids' choirs?
You're darn right I am.
Okay.
Whether it's at Target Field or listening on the radio to ball games in other parts of the country, a lot of kids' choirs. A lot of kids' choirs because schools are still in session. Anyway, one I heard about, I think it was sometime last week, particularly awful. All right. We were good until we got to the dawn's early light, and then jumbled mess. Pitch was terrible. You could tell about seven kids knew the actual words. Everyone else was just faking it until we finally started to bring it home with, you know, a little, oh, say, does that. Then everybody jumped back on. New rule. Either no more kids' choirs that can't hack it, or the fans get to boo the kids' choir if they stink.
Am I wrong?
Well, I've said this, I think, since I came back. We don't need the national anthem in every sporting event. We just don't.
I agree.
We don't, like, we're going to have a bunch of shows 3-4 blocks from now, right on Hennepin. Are they going to perform the national anthem before all those shows? No. By the way, about 65% of the folks who are standing when the national anthem is taking place, they're not paying any attention. That doesn't make them bad humans. They're just not paying attention.
This means they want to eat their hot dog while it's warm.
Yeah. So we don't need the anthem right away. I'll give you another one, too. Now we have, like, the Twins now carry the national anthem. We don't need
on the radio.
We don't need to hear it. Like, we never carried it with the Wolves. I don't know. Does Allen carry it now? Maybe the Wolves have changed that policy. We had it all timed out, and it wasn't like we were, you know, we were pro-Al-Qaeda. We were sycophants for the Taliban. It was just, we're setting up for the broadcast. We do not need to carry the national anthem.
And let me guess, while you were calling the games, you sat down extra low, you put two hats on your head, and you ate an ice cream cone.
I didn't have a problem with it. No, I stood up for the national anthem. Booing the national anthem.
No, you're booing the kids.
You're booing America.
You're
Eric.
Booing the choir of kids that, let's be honest, they stink.
So would you, how about the all kids' choirs stink performing the national anthem?
If it's the elementary school kids' choir, yeah, they stink.
So when your oldest is performing the national anthem at Target Field in a year or two, Lindsay's beaming with pride, the grandparents up there are going, terrible! That's not my child. Boo.
Oh, no, no. She's got the voice of an angel.
Of course
it's her, all
does.
Of her classmates that can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Of course she was. Another Am I Wrong, and Jason will join the mix when we come back on CCO. You agree with us.
I thought you were going to play the anthem coming in.
You don't believe the national anthem needs to be played before every sporting event.
I do not. I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me.
I'm not offended.
I like it's nice. I mean, we rarely have a moment to come together. And so I think if you want to do it, it's fine. I will say I was at Minnesota Aurora, their home opener, and they play a recording and they say, observe the national anthem however you see fit. Which I thought, I'm like, you know what? What if we just didn't play it? Because if you're going to say that, to me, it was sort of like, well, I guess we have to do this, but you can stop if you want. And I don't know. I didn't like that.
You're not more of a patriot if you want the national anthem played.
Oh, you are. You are.
It's
and
so
only
silly
if your Twitter account has the American flag.
Exactly.
Then you love America more than me.
And thank you very much for your military service, right? Immense thank you. But that doesn't mean your opinion matters more than someone who didn't do the amazing work that you most.
Well, it does on, you know, military matters, perhaps.
But not on the anthem.
No. And that's a relatively new invention,
yes.
The playing of the anthem.
Yes.
This has not been going on forever.
No, it's...
I think it'd be fine if you didn't. Nice if you do. I don't know. It's like I don't have a strong opinion.
Yeah. Dave, what's next with Am I Wrong?
You saw this story, Washington Post, a piece that I read last night about America's obsession with ice.
Yes.
The obsession with ice.
And I love ice.
Restaurants that are trying to lure, bring in customers by changing the ice.
Yeah.
Smaller ice, bigger ice, different textures, different shapes of ice.
Starbucks changed their ice,
Big move. And people were losing it. More outraged about that than the national anthem conversation.
Ice is second only to ketchup as the most overused food or drink item in America.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Yes, you are absolutely wrong. I love me some ice.
Favorite kind of ice?
Crushed.
Mm. Depends on the beverage.
Yeah. Okay, that's true. Now, no, you're 100%.
I have thought about buying one of those ice pellet machines. Have you seen these?
What kind of sex games are you two playing? Okay. I mean, can we talk about that?
You know, like, so when Alyssa was in labor at North Memorial, the hospital has those.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
The little nuggets, the little tiny rabbit poop.
They got
you
nuggets.
You know what I'm talking
they
about.
They got nuggets.
The nuggets, that ice. I think, are why you were there.
But. Might be. So I loved it. I'm like, this is,
yes.
You know, let's have another kid so I can get that amazing ice. And we did. And we did. And that's why we had Sam.
Pop. Pop. Crushed ice.
Crushed ice, yes.
100%. Drink.
I have a. I waste money on that clear ice.
That's, it doesn't shock me.
So it's a buck a cube, and it's worth it. I demand it in my cocktails. With a nice bourbon on a rock. Oh, yeah.
I was having a couple of those adult beverages last night with the big chunk of ice.
Yes.
And it was perfect. And then at the end, at horse breath, they said, we're out of that big ice. Is crushed ice okay? And I was kind of dejected.
So disappointed.
I was disappointed.
So you're wrong, clearly.
You're wrong.
Do you people own refrigerators?
Oh.
I mean, I get putting ice in a glass of bourbon.
Yeah.
But if you have a cold soda, a cold water, why do you need ice?
Enhances.
It's unnecessary.
Enhances.
Have you ever had the water at this place that where it comes out of our faucet at like 72 degrees?
Even on the when you're on the cold Oof. Only?
Gross.
How about the building? Gross.
Could we get like Culligan or like...
Did we have the carpets cleaned the other day? Did that happen?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Can't you tell?
They're really better? This is it? Oh my God. Help us! Jason and Card to Sharks will take you home. Talk to you on Tuesday, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.